This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
It is autoblow.com.
Our friend Brian Sloan. Brian, you're doing the Lord's work, my friend. Doing the Lord's work.
Every day.
How are you? By the way, congratulations on your AI endeavor. I didn't even know you were trying for this technology.
It's been since October. We had a year of research. More than a year of research, actually, that went into creating the mode. And, it's been out since October.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How much money does it take to do the research and development for artificial intelligence for a mouth hug?
It cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I think we did it cheaper than other companies probably could have done it the way we did it. But we hired real artificial intelligence scientists, actually a couple of guys in Canada. And we ran machine learning algorithms on a huge data set of mouth hugging videos. Five guys actually had to watch 1,000 hours of videos.
Oh, I've done that.
And manually tag the data to run them through this machine learning algorithm. So there was a lot of manual labor that went into that.
Yeah. Would have been easy to put one of those little schematics on a go out to the bunny ranch and put it on a hooker's head, because they would just take the motion of what they were doing and it goes directly to a machine, like mm-hmm. having your heart monitored.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they do some of the AI for like runners, and they have people run in place, they have people run long distance. But I got to tell you, it's not lost on me that we haven't perfected an electronic heart yet. But we have artificial intelligence for a blowjob.
Priorities.
Yeah, priorities. Isn't that amazing, Brian? Because let's face it, very few of us have bad hearts, thankfully, but everybody with a penis is like, yeah, I'm down with that, man. Technology's good. Nobody's worried about any kind of a global issue with AI and artificial intelligence taking over when it comes to their penis or a male's orgasm. Like, every dude's like, no, bring on the robots, man. Let them kill me. I'll be enslaved. I'm good.
Well, we should be using robots to do things that are difficult for other people to do. We should be using robots to make life easier for ourselves. And if that happens to be for your penis, then that's as important as any other body part, I think.
You need to market this as it's like a Roomba for your penis.
Yeah, I haven't used that one yet, but we can A/B test that one later today.
Because you know what? I want a Roomba. They're actually sold out now. After I learned how much it sucks to be at home every day and then just constantly dealing with the hardwood floor, I'm like, that's fantastic. So that's what I mean. You need to equate it so people get comfortable with this. And I love the fact that it looks like a Wi-Fi hotspot. Like it looks like your internet upstairs. It doesn't look like a big, dirty sex toy. So you could, if it happened to be left out, most likely nobody would know what it was unless, of course, they turned it over.
Yeah, if you didn't see the orifice insert,
yeah. That's what it was. So, tell me about the AI. What does it learn about the person that's using it?
So, the AI doesn't learn about the person. The AI was trained on this set of oral sex videos.
Okay, now so I got
the
it.
The idea is that in other machines before and other kind of devices, the modes are just an afterthought. The modes are like, oh, and it should have some modes, right? That's about as much thought as gone into other products.
Now I got it. Yes.
But ours, we wanted to replicate the real experience that happens in real life. So we had to learn what is the experience, what are the movements that occur in the real life mouth hug. And to do that, we had to have guys watch 1,000 hours of video content. They tagged they had to move a fake head on a drawing of the penis, and our program took 30 screenshots a second of the location of this head. And these guys then used machine learning to understand across this huge data set of videos what are the actual movements that occur. And then we program those movements that happen in real life into the machine.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's amazing. But so basically what you're saying is it's like when you look at your girl and you go, can you do it porn style today?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know it's porn stuff.
Actually, people told us, porn mouth hugs aren't real mouth hugs. But actually, we use content across the spectrum of found online.
We want them to be. Don't you want to tell me you don't look at that and go, no, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
That's what I would think, but you should see how many emails we have. Like, oh, those aren't real mouth hugs. Those are fake ones, and those probably don't feel good because they're doing it for the camera. We have, like, 1,000 emails like this.
Okay, well, for you, you can get the optional teeth that bite down every once in a while, Chad, you know. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
That one out.
Yeah, you need to do one, that comes with optional teeth so they can feel like it's really like that, or maybe it has a recording of someone going, ew, you pee with that. That way it'll feel just like the real thing.
We'll also A/B test that one and let you know.
I love it, man. And I love what you're doing, Brian. It's amazing that you have created something that others don't have. Autoblow.com is what we're talking about. Now, with artificial intelligence, it is, they've done thousands, tens of hours of videos and AI and analyzing to create a real experience, 10 settings, 10 speeds, the pause button. And now you can use it with VR, right? And I don't have VR goggles, but how good is that? Now, you watch, it plugs in to the VR, and it reads the movie, so it imitates what you're seeing on the movie?
No.
Okay.
That is very complicated and much more expensive to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can either use a VR headset that you put your phone into, or like I have an Oculus, like an Oculus Quest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just pull up, if you use your Oculus, you pull up whatever, your favorite website, and you use your machine while you're watching the VR content, it's not directly connected, but, like, believe me, your brain is not so particular that it needs it to be directly connected to receive the benefit of the machine doing its thing while you're in your VR world.
Well, congratulations on making male masturbation look even creepier. Because I just, listen, can you imagine? Look, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it. I'm just telling you, like, can you imagine walking up, Mike? He's got if you've ever seen him, like, the full VR headsets.
No,
super,
I can't.
They're huge, right?
Imagine him.
Right? And he's got a machine on his wiener, and he's got the thing on, and he's writhing around, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the last thing he'd want to do.
Here's the unfortunate truth, and you know this, Brian. Women look incredible and sexy and amazing when they masturbate. We just look like angry weirdo chimp. Now we're going to look like angry weirdo chimp robots.
And the scariest thing is that when you're using the VR stuff, right, it's normally it's with sounds with headphones.
Yeah.
So normally if someone walked in and you were doing the activity, you would stop and say, oh, but imagine you're just there with your headphones on and you're doing all your stuff, and you'll be there for a minute before you even notice that they're watching you.
Welcome to your new embarrassing TikTok. Yeah. This is the thing that he blows out on you when the breakup happens. Look what he does when I go. And not to mention the fact that, you know, when you wear the headphones, you always talk louder than you should because you can't hear yourself very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever kind of awful noises are coming out of your mouth. But you know it's going to feel good. That's the thing I feel like if I had one in front of me at the right time, I'd stare at it and I'd wonder and I'd certainly give in. But there's that moment you look and you go, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. And I don't know why we feel that way. My girl has a carton. I mean, she's got amazing amount of different items. And I feel completely healthy and good about it. But this somehow, like for guys, why do we feel weird about stuff?
I think it's because actually media, if you look at how male masturbation is portrayed in film and in popular media, it's always the butt of a joke. It's something that's funny, whereas the female masturbation is on the front page of the New York Times. It's empowering. It's like you're improving your life. You're becoming powerful. But for men, it's like, oh, it's disgusting and embarrassing. And I'm working really to change that. I don't think it's funny. I think it's important and powerful as it is for women.
Have you ever seen yourself in a mirror accidentally doing it?
On purpose, even.
Yeah, man. I gotta tell you,
love that confidence.
I'm a pretty strong masturbator, but I do not want a reflective surface anywhere near me. I just don't. I want to stare into my iPad in an iPorn at a Pornhub and just completely go away. I'm not even in this picture, man. Which is the whole reason.
I can tell you though that during the quarantine, guys are getting over this idea that maybe they shouldn't buy something because they have been stuck with Pornhub for too long, and we're noticing people, I think, who were never, maybe wouldn't have purchased such a thing, starting to they've loosened up enough during the quarantine to give it a try.
Absolutely. Well, look, you can tell this is brilliant, and certainly you've made enough of them and sold thousands, if not tens or 20 or 100,000 of them, and it works because every review is great. Everybody loves it. It's really well made. It's pretty astounding in its ability. It's never been available for men. Let's face it, for dudes, it's either like a vibrating C-ring or one of those weirdo sleeve things. Look, if you're going to get something, this would be the one. And at $220, that's pretty cheap.
True that it's crazy. In 2020, even still, the most popular selling kind of gadget for men is a rubber sleeve in a tube. And it's as low tech as it gets, and it's still kind of the dominant idea. Only because guys are just now starting to understand that there's better options out there that do the job for you instead of you plucking away like you've always done.
Plucking.
God, we are. I don't like. It's true though. But we're so fascinated with women masturbating. It's like since I was the first time I had sex, I was completely in love with it. And it's so weird that there's so much difference in the gender. Well, here we go. We're going to go ahead and make this a little more egalitarian. We're going to get a little more equal. We're going to bring everybody up to the same level. You can stick it right in an auto blow for $220. And let's face it, you know, you've spent way more money trying to drop some panties before. And then when you got there, it wasn't even great. This is a for sure at 220. I'd say that's a win-win. And you know, what we're talking about is a guy trying to get laid one time, some one-night stand that he blew through $400 worth of concerts and liquor and dinner, and then just regret. If you think about it in terms of just straight financial decisions, mm-hmm. 220 is an amazing thing. And I'll tell you this, what a nice thing for a chick to buy a dude if you're going to get weird. You don't have to use it by yourself, right?
Right, and it's common, I think, that men buy masturbation products for women. They're like, oh, you know, they appreciate that. But I think it's rare that a woman buys a masturbation device for a man. And it just seems like something many women wouldn't do. But actually, we see on our website, that which is really positive, 20% of our traffic is from women. So we know that women are starting to buy gifts for men, but I'm sure on female websites, it's, 60, maybe 30% or 40% of men are buying them as gifts for women.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to do a Sadie Hawkins sale.
There you go.
Yeah, and let's face it, as time goes on, sometimes girls are like, I don't want to do that anymore. Well, here's kind of some middle ground.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about the women that, like, just because something medical is going on, they didn't want to, like, leave their partner out dry.
You know what I always say? You seem to be able to talk with that thing.
Got it. Or maybe she's just bored with your ass. Maybe this is a nice gift.
That's most likely it.
Happy Father's Day.
She's just tired of it. And it all happens at autoblow.com. It is National Masturbation Year because it's 2020 and we're all quarantined. And you can now buy it on sale with artificial intelligence. And, now here's the messy question. How bad's the cleanup on this business?
that's the cool part. We thought about that. There's a sleeve, just like on Auto Blow 2, but this sleeve is actually made from silicone. You just remove the sleeve, you dump out the stuff, you wash it out, you put some toy cleaner in there, and you're good to go. So the product itself never gets dirty anyway, only the sleeve, and the sleeve is totally silicone and you can clean it. So it's not a, a disturbing process, really, to clean the sleeve.
Brian, you're the best. Is this the only item that you have, by the way? Is this your entire endeavor, or do you have different companies?
No, we make the Auto Blow, but we have a few other things on autoblow.com. Like, we make a penis pump that's automatic. So instead of, like, pumping away with one of those bulbs, it actually detects the vacuum level in the tube and keeps it there. We have something called the Auto Milker, which is a vibrating thing that basically vibrates you so hard that you can't contain yourself any longer. And some rings and stuff, but mainly it's the Auto Blow and a few other, like, cool things. The concept is things that work automatically for men.
Wow, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I just looked at this. That, by the way, the most disturbing thing I've seen yet is that 3-FAP all-in-one.
Yeah, the 3-FAP came to me kind of in a dream, honestly, and I made it, and we crowdfunded it, and actually the best part is the guy I work with tells me we should just take it off the website. It's ridiculous. But actually, a few guys every month think it's great, and we have a very small audience that thinks the 3-FAP, which, by the way, is a product with all three orifices. If you can't, and if you can envision those right next to each other in a box, that's what it looks like.
Like a pan flute made out of mouth, anus, and vulva.
It's not my most popular product, but every time we sell one, I feel it's a victory.
Sure.
Here.
Well, it's the only way you're going to get that ATM, that's for sure, man, without her making a terrible face. And it's just, but you know what? That sex should be funny, and if it's weird, good. You're doing it right. The Auto Milker, the vibrating penis milker, is this that technology I read about that they were using it for guys who were disabled but still wanted to have kids, so they needed to get a sample?
Exactly. There's one that you can buy. It's like a prescription device, which is like a $1,000, basically, vibrator for men. And there's a way to that it's a medical device, and it vibrates basically the sensitive part behind the head of your penis, and it can give you an erection and cause you to have an orgasm. But it's 90% the same thing as that, but it's like $100. It's not $1,000, and it works similarly. And sort of that technology came from the medical side, actually.
Yeah, I love this when the frenulum. We just refer to that as the sweet spot on the bat.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. That's pretty amazing. I didn't even know about that. By the way, T, you're just all tore up about it. He saw the gooch tickler that it's got that here, like down like right on your taint.
Yep.
Well, between your testicles, it goes there. T saw that, and did you see the motion he made?
Thank Christ, no.
Because he likes to knuckle punch himself right there during masturbation, Brian.
It's one of those spots that not everybody knows about and not everybody explores.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Brian. If you could
explore and a hero, that man.
Yeah, you could use him as a tester, as any kind of a. If you want to know anything about anything like that, he will try anything. There's nothing in the world he will not give a go to.
A+ student for you.
Yeah.
If you send him out a package,
then
after the call,
I'm telling you,
and a pleasure himself. You know, he can have a great quarantine time.
Yeah, instead of your masturbator, he can be your beta master. Brian, listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate the Auto Blow. Feel free to send us a package of anything. We'll give it all away. We'll test it. We'll review it on the air. We'll do all of the above.
I'll send some stuff out. You'll have it by next week.
You're a good man, Brian. Congratulations on Auto Blow AI. Nice job, guys. $220. Stay right there. Hold on a second. You literally lit up with that tea.
I mean, no, that's you see where the vibration area is coming in?
Yeah, no. I saw it. You see the gooch ball there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still.
No, I can see why that.
The new male milking machine feels fantastic. Watch this 18-second video. Well, let's just see. We didn't bleep the other video, right?
Yeah, we bleeped the other video.
Oh, did we? Let's not hit that until we check it. But you're pretty excited about that Robo Wiener.
No, I mean, that's all the sweet spots.
It's like a Stormtrooper's D. Yeah.
The bad.
Do you see this?
Yeah. I saw it.
how you don't have a VR headset and you're not just monkey effing it just out of your mind. Seriously, you got, I don't know how is you not VR porn.
Because I like to picture.
You've never tried it, have you? You don't know. I'm just telling
you. Oh, he would blow. I mean, his mind would explode
on
VR.
Imagine VR, anime porn, all that ridiculous Japanese business.
Like anime, point of view.
I actually let it roll the other day. I was like, what kind of crazy Dragon Ball Z nightmare is this?
Blue hair, pointy eared chick doing terrible things.
Filthy. Like the filthiest thing, like way filthier than. I went, this is filthier than humans.
Yeah.
Like. It's really filthy.
Yeah. He's like the old guy who won't wear glasses, and then he puts them on and goes, oh, my God, I can see everything.
Why do I just, in my head, I'm like, a whole new world. It's all I hear playing in T's mind.
You know, it's probably best that he is like that because he'd never come back.
He'd never come back to work.
Oh, in VR, he would spin out.
That would be like. His whole life would come crashing down around him. The house burned down.
SOSing the rest of us for help.
Yeah, no, it would just, you would never come back from the land of VR masturbating with a milker and a gooch puncher and a headset and on your knee. Like, I'm telling you, like, you are the type that would live there for the rest of your life.
Well, he would disappear and we'd be like, we don't know where he went. They'd find him in the basement, just pale, and he's lost 40 pounds. He doesn't need to eat.
No, he's just surrounded by weird food that he just feels for and shoves in his mouth. He never takes the headset off.
Just enough to fuel you.
Bleh, 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 bleh. Just millions of Mountain Dew bottles laying all over the place.
We thought he faked his death. No, it's worse than that.
Just me now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like those movies where the machine takes over, the alien takes over. It just becomes stuck to your head, like the VR set grows into the skin. He's like, I'm never coming back again.
Your Skynet Cyberdyne beat off machine.
It's my land.
Hey, John, sweet hat.
Thanks. What's going on?
You know, just chilling. Can I suck your d-?
What? No. He's okay, gay robot.
That was funny.
The gay robot gets a little horny because he doesn't know any gay guys around here. Oh, I see.
Sorry. I guess if you fist me, we'll be even.
No, I'm not gay, gay robot.
I thought you said you were.
No, you know I never said that.
I know. I was just razzing you. Good times.
Hey.
Good times, guys.
Gay robots having a good time.
We need to start talking everybody into we should start doing reviews with T of sex toys with Sabrina. If you can sober her up enough.
She's sober.
Now when she's not a little sedated. You know what I mean. Anxiety-wise.
Right. Well, I mean... Sometimes you need
some.
We'll do them in the comfort of your own home and not at Fox 4.
This is Keith brought home a nice me.
Sometimes she needs to relax when things build up.
Get it? All right.
I feel like he darts her like a rhino.
No.
She's starting to wind up. He's like, poof.
No.
See, her.
He's got a Nerf gun filled with Thorazine. What are you talking
about? Seriously.
See, I'd feel better. Like, to see him using it though through her eyes.
Well, but I just figured, like, imagine him giving the review of this little thing. This is the new milking machine. Let me see if
the AutoBlow Auto Milker powers intense hands-free orgasms by harnessing the power of extreme vibration. Lube up to slide into the stretchy silicone sleeve and turn on both oscillating motors. Or close one end and use both motors to double your pleasure. Buy the Auto Milker today.
Now with Gooch Thumper, it's got a ball on the end of it. It goes underneath.
Which
in a goober?
Which who talks about that more than this one?
Hey, listen, I don't care what it feels like. Just when you say I liked it, he likes to use his knuckle up against it.
You just get
Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry. He's gone to two fingers now.
Well, I mean, you hold on.
Are you put him in? Yeah, you do. Don't even lie. Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Oops! There. I didn't know it was slippery. Oh my God! I poked another hole in the toilet paper.
No, it's a
toilet paper. Oh, dude, he's ripping dipped himself.
Nothing's happening in that stuff. You know you're at the right spot when you feel your heartbeat.
Yeah, there are other ways to check your pulse, freak.
Filed out under experimentation.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show
on 98.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.